This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. As the November elections edge ever closer, it's becoming clear that abortion giant Planned Parenthood may not be able to be matched by pro-life advocates in campaign contributions. From states like Oregon, where the three-term pro-abortion governor may be difficult for pro-life advocates to derail, to states like Texas, where the pro-life candidate leads in polls, Planned Parenthood is seeking to make its presence felt. The involvement and votes of pro-life advocates are becoming ever more important. Miriam Ibrahim, her husband and children, may soon be released from Sudan. Held in prison, Dr. Ibrahim gave birth to a girl who may have been disabled by conditions there. A lawsuit by relatives had questioned the validity of her marriage to a Christian in Sudan. She has professed Christianity ever since her Muslim father abandoned her Christian mother. That lawsuit is reportedly being dropped. This is Life News Radio. Perhaps one reason life is listed as the first of inalienable rights by our nation's founders is that death is the cruelest of tyrants. When we fail to protect the unborn from the business of taking their lives, we allow this tyranny a refuge. Thank you for listening to this station and Life News Radio. Take the time to learn about the life issue and defend the first among all rights, life. As recently as the 1980s, Down syndrome children were given a very poor prognosis and a short life expectancy. That information continues to be communicated, but no longer in Pennsylvania. Under a new law there, when preborn babies are diagnosed with Down syndrome, parents will now have access to accurate information and support. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.